This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 1st of June. Centuries from Aaron Harinath and Ricky Ponting saw Surrey close day 3 at Derby on 362 for 4 in reply to the home side's 452. Ponting playing his first game for Surrey and Harinath at 180 for the third wicket, with Ponting ending the day not out on 120. David Wainwright was the pick of the Derbyshire attack with 2 for 91, but the game is now almost certain to be a draw, with Surrey trailing by 90 runs, but with 6 wickets in hand and still in their first innings. Sussex responded strongly to Nottinghamshire's 356, closing day 2 at home on 290 for 6. Luke Wells and Ed Joyce each made 59, as all of the top order chipped in. Ben Brown and Chris Jordan added an unbroken 41 at the end of the day, when Nottinghamshire might have sensed a way back into the match at 249 for 6. Ashmole Shazad earlier boosted the Notts' first innings total with a fourth career half century, before being last one out for 56. In Division 2, Andrew Hall hit an unbeaten century, as Northamptonshire recovered from their overnight 159 for 5, finishing on 425 for 9 against Hampshire. They picked up 3 batting bonus points, as Hall and Trent Copeland added 112, before David Murphy joined Hall, and they added a further 132. Murphy was out late on for 81 to give Jimmy Adams a rare first-class wicket, with the draw agreed soon after, with Hall on 130. Kent were given early hope in their push for victory at Grace Road, but it proved to be false as the game petered out into a draw. Leicestershire, facing a deficit of 167 on first innings, lost Niall O'Brien early, but Greg Smith and Ned Exley would remain together until hands were shook some 46.4 overs later, both of them beaten on 65, with the home side on 139 for 1. Kent had earlier resisted the lure of a fifth batting bonus point in order to try and force a win. They declare their first innings on 353 for 3 in the 79th over, with Rob Key and Brendan Nash both having reached 3 figures, and Darren Stevens having fallen 3 short in his effort to follow suit. Last man Liam Norwell had to survive one ball, as Gloucestershire escaped with a draw by the slimmest of margins against Lancashire. They were set an unlikely 359 to win after Lancashire's second innings had been wrapped up to 270 and lost regular wickets throughout. Alex Kidman top scored with 46, as 4 Lancashire bowlers each took a brace of wickets. Number 9 Graham McArthur faced 37 balls for his 1, as Gloucestershire fought hard late on, but he was dismissed as the penultimate ball of the match, meaning that last man Norwell had to walk out and face a solitary delivery. And Worcestershire were victorious in the Yorkshire Bank 40, despite a late charge from Stefan Pilot and Atik Javid at New Road. Warwickshire had slipped to 141 for 8 in their pursuit of 211, as they struggled against the home side's slower bowlers. Darrell Mitchell and Brett D'Oliveira each took 3 wickets. Pilot and Javid then added 47 in less than 8 overs, but Pilot was out for 30 off 24 balls, and Alan Richardson, the last man Chris Wright, went out without facing a ball. That left the Bears 9 short of Worcestershire's total of 210 for 9. Moen Ali and Mitchell had shared 95 for the first wicket for the Pears, as both passed 50, but they too struggled later on against the slower bowlers on a sluggish pitch. Jean Patel took 3 wickets, with Atik Javid and Darren Maddy both proving difficult to get away. Only Anish Kapil of the subsequent batsmen reached double figures with 42, as any late charge never materialised.